Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Right now, I am on the porch with my boss, so I have to be on my best behavior because I'm already on paper. Lindsay Peterson, the man who hired me, is here. And Lindsay, I just have to tell you thank you for not firing me those three or four times you should have fired me. The one that sticks out the most is when I fell asleep on the air. So I was working.
Everybody deserves a fourth chance.
Everybody, I'm on my fifth, second chance right now. So I was working 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. Nights and weekends, overnights and weekends, and I got them four kids at home, and I was tired. Okay, and so I was standing up at the booth, and I fell asleep. And I fell asleep standing up. It was a deep sleep. I fell asleep for so long, the station went off the air. There's a beep that comes on when the station goes off the air to alert the person who's supposed to keep the station on the air. And I slept through the beep, y'all. I slept through the beep. And so I had to call Lindsay Peterson at 3 in the morning to tell him that I fell asleep on the air. I apologized. And he said, don't ever call me and wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning again.
Then we gave you a show.
Then I got a promotion after that. See how that worked? See how that worked? When you fall asleep on the job, we need more naps on the job. So I just need to say thank you for not firing me. I deserve to be fired. If somebody in my company fell asleep on the job, they wouldn't be here anymore. So thank you. Thank you for my fifth, second chance. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
But you have something so special to talk about. Did y'all know the WCCO Radio has an album? No, Jason DeRusha and Chad Hartman are not singing, but we have an anniversary album. Our station turns 100 years old this year. Go ahead and clap for that. That is amazing. And Lindsay has, this is a labor of love. You have put together something so special, and folks have been coming up to the booth and talk to us about it. I want you to tell us more about this album that you've got.
So we started talking about this last year. It's our 100th anniversary. October 2nd, 1924, the station went on the air.
Yeah.
And we thought we had to do something special around that, obviously. Mm-hmm. You only turn 100 once.
Yeah.
And we thought with the resurgence of vinyl, records are coming back. They outsell CDs now.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's make it a double vinyl. We're celebrating our history. Let's go back in time, but also embrace kind of the new hip culture of vinyl again. So we decided to put together an album. None of us have ever produced an album. We don't know what we're doing.
I was going to say, what you know about producing nothing. Albums?
Absolutely nothing, and it was 1,000 times more work than we ever thought it would be. Nobody knows how to design an album. How do you make one? So we started working with a local company, Copycats. I believe they're in Plymouth.
Okay.
We met with them, and they said, no, it's not that hard. You just send us audio, and we make the album. And they have a pressing plant there. They press the album. They package it. They mail it out to you when you buy it. They do everything. So all we had to do was get them the design and the audio. Easy, right? Not at all. How do you cull down 100 years of WCCO into 88 minutes? And that was a huge challenge, to respect the people that have been on this radio station, the legends.
Yeah.
And how do we incorporate our new talent, too, who deserve to be on there? The Jason DeRushes, the Chad Hartmans, the Vanitas, Adam Carter, Jordana Green, etc. So we came up with a way for them to introduce different parts of the album so that they could be a part of this and still throw it back to the history of WCCO. And it's broken out into four sides. There's a lot of Boone and Erickson, obviously.
Of course, Boone and Erickson.
There's a lot of Dave Lee. There's a lot of Steve Cannon.
Ah!
And then all of the legends that you've heard through all of the years, going all the way back to the 1920s.
Wow.
Where we actually have some audio, the first recorded audio from a radio station in the Twin Cities is on here.
Wow.
From 1924. So it's very cool. We also threw in some bloopers because we're not always perfect.
No.
And you want to be able to laugh.
Yeah.
There's news, there's sports. We didn't concentrate on a lot of heavy stuff on the album.
Okay.
Because we wanted it to be a fun listen.
Okay.
So that's what we did.
Okay. So 100 years of audio. That is a lot. Talk to me about how you curated that.
So a lot of the major events, the big news events, things like that, it's been saved over the years. Some of it on old 12-inch reel-to-reel, which... You know,
do you have anything to even play it on?
No, we had to enlist help with that. A former engineer with the station actually helped us do that. They have to bake the reel because the tape is so brittle. They have to bake it to dry it out
That
they can play it again. So it's a big process. A lot of things we started to put together for the 80th anniversary 20 years ago.
So we
had some of that.
Okay.
And then I've been saving stuff over my years there that I knew we'd want to use.
And you someday. Almost been there 100 years, so.
Not quite.
Yeah.
Close.
Almost 99 and a half. It's 99 and a half.
I just passed my 25th year there.
Wow,
actually,
congratulations.
So, yeah. So a quarter of the time CCO's been on the air, which is crazy. I can't, but that's crazy.
You blinked.
I blinked. Yeah. And I started when I was 10, which helped.
Uh-huh. Okay, now. Tell me this. How can people get this album? Because people have already been coming by the booth trying to figure out how they can buy it, how they can purchase it. Where is it?
Well, a couple things. One, we wanted to sell it at the fair, but it's just too much of a logistical pain to carry albums out here.
And it's hot.
It's not good for them. They'll get wrecked.
Right.
And I think these are going to be collectible for a lot of people.
Right.
So we're doing it online.
Okay.
There's a QR code here at the fair. If you're at the fair, you can take a photo with your phone, and it'll take you right to the link.
Okay.
You can go to WCCLradio.com. You can't miss it. It's right across the top. Takes it to a website. You order it. It's $43.75 plus shipping and handling.
Okay.
Now, $43.75 sounds like a lot, but here's the deal with that. Money's going to charity.
Oh.
We're only covering our costs. We're splitting it up between DAV Minnesota for veterans.
Yes.
NMDP, who we work with on
yes.
blood cancer research
right.
and bone marrow transfers.
Yeah.
Union Gospel Mission.
Oh, yes.
And Second Harvest Heartland. So all proceeds are going to go to those four charities.
Wow.
And when you buy this, you get access to a digital download. Because not everybody has record players. We know
right.
that.
Right.
You get the entire album digitally, plus... 8.5 hours of bonus material, plus over 200 photos of the station's history.
Oh, my God. So you go online, you get the album, the digital download, 8 additional hours, and all the photos. And I'm going to just tell you, for me, it was the photos. Seeing Sid and Chad, seeing some of the legends that have come through WCCO Radio, it is just amazing. You got to tell me, and I need to know the truth. How long, if you had to put a number of hours, how long do you think it took you to put this thing together?
I mean, broken out over months and months. I don't know. I couldn't even put an estimate on it.
Wow.
I mean, the meetings and the conversations.
Yeah.
The actual editing of audio and trying to find things. You know, where every day we're running a 100 years, 100 moments.
Right.
On the station. Those are just a ton of work. Just coming up with 100 different things and producing those. I should say, we're also going to do a live event. We haven't even really talked about
that. Okay, let's talk about hold on. We got to take a quick commercial break. Okay. When we come back, you got to tell me about the live event. You're listening to the Shaletta Show live at the Minnesota State Fair. Hey, everybody. Woohoo!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am at the Minnesota State Fair live at the WCCO radio booth. Hi, ladies. Make sure y'all stay hydrated. We got free water over here. We're not young as we used to be. We can't be walking around in this heat. We'll fall out, and the people at the fair trying to get to the Sweet Martha's cookies, they'll just walk over us. They won't care. They're trying to get to cookies, so we got to stay hydrated. I am on the booth talking to Lindsay Peterson, my boss, and also the curator of this new album that WCCO Radio has out celebrating the 100-year history of the station. Now, Lindsay, it's so crazy out here at the fair. I'm having such a good time. I can't remember. We're supposed to be talking about something. What was it? I'm sorry.
We're going to do a live event.
Okay. We're going to do a live event?
Yeah.
Okay, we're live now, but we're going to do a live event. Okay. I didn't see this. I don't check my emails.
Well, it's...
What is a live event?
We haven't really started talking about it yet,
okay.
But I'll give you a little tease.
Give me a little tease.
So, October 2nd, 1924, the station goes on the air. So, 100 years this October.
Okay.
We are going to host a live event at Chanhassen Dinner Theaters.
Oh!
October 21st. It's a Monday.
Yeah.
More details are coming on that in September.
Okay.
We'll start talking more about that, but we're going to bring back alumni. They're going to be on the stage with our current staff, and we're going to have some fun with the dinner theater.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Okay, so it is definitely October 21st.
Yep.
Save the date. This is your save the date. So if it's on a Monday, so you may have to take off from work. Monday night. So you may have to call in sick so you could go do what you have to do, because you do not want to miss this. That is going to be so much fun. Okay, so are you putting that together too, or are you getting a break? Because it took a lot for you to put this album together.
We'll let some other people handle that. I'll be there. I'll be involved. I'll pitch in where I can, but this has been my baby, the album.
Okay, so what was it like when you first got it in your hands? You worked so hard on it for so long, and then all of a sudden you see it. You could touch it. It's real.
You know, I got a test pressing, because they give you a test pressings first so you can listen to it and make sure everything is where it needs to be before they start running out all these copies off.
Okay.
So I got the test pressing, and I got home, and I have a record player, and I put it on, and I actually got a little emotional. Because
really?
This place is very special. If you go back in the history and listen to some of the things, it's not just CCO's history, it's the state's history. It's the history of us growing up as kids, hearing Roger Erickson's school closings, hearing about, you know, emotional moments like 9/11 and the 35W bridge, mm-hmm. JFK's assassination, those things, hearing the emotion of the people on the radio talking about that brings you back to those moments. Mm-hmm. So and then there's laughs too. There's things I've heard 1,000 times, but when you put a needle on a record and you listen to it, it's a whole new
experience. It's funny all over again.
It's funny again.
And so, you know, we don't talk about that enough, how WCCO Radio's history is really woven into the history of the state of Minnesota. How important was that, being a part of this project?
It's big. We were just talking to a couple of people here at the porch. One of them works at the Minnesota Historical Society. And I was there with my dad last year. He loves uh-huh. history, so I took him there. And I'd never been there. He'd never been there. And we walked through, and they do a special exhibit on severe weather in the state and the 1965 tornadoes that went through Fridley, okay. which is such, it was a massive event for the people who lived through it. The worst tornado outbreak in the state's history. It destroyed thousands of homes. It was terrible. Uh-huh. WCCO Radio did something that had never been done on the radio at that time, because it's before radar and before
right.
early warnings and stuff like yeah. that. They put listeners on the air and said, "What are you seeing?"
Wow.
And it saved lives.
Mm.
And they won 3 huge national awards that year because of the coverage of those tornadoes. That is part of being a good neighbor. It's part of what mm-hmm. built CCO, but it's a part of this state's history, too. It was such a traumatic event, and CCO was right there in the midst of it. There are photos in here, in the digital download portion of it, of Roger Erickson hanging out the side of a helicopter surveying tornado damage
wow.
the next day and the coverage the station did of it. It's really emotional.
Tell me, what is it going to mean to people when they go online to WCCORadio.com, buy this album to get a part of our state's history? You put it together, so you have the, you know, step-by-step, street-by-street, but some people are going to be coming in with a Google Earth view. They were a part of this. They remember it. What is it going to mean to them to have this?
I'll give you a quick story. The person that we worked with at Copycats, the record company producer, his name is Brad. He was on the air with Adam and Jordana this past week, and he was telling the story of listening to it when he first got his hands on a copy. He brought it to his dad. He's a younger guy. He's in his 30s, I believe. Heard CCO growing up. Probably not a regular listener these days, but his dad was a big fan. They took it home, put the record on, and he said, "We had a ball listening to it together," because it was that blast from the past, that thing that you remember together, and that brings people together. It'll take you back to hearing those, you know, sitting by the radio in the kitchen hoping your school is mentioned for 2 hours late, right?
Now they get email and text alerts. They don't know nothing
right.
about waiting in alphabetical order. Now, this is a great gift idea for your mom, dad, grandparents, a great stocking stuffer. Some of us have already started Christmas shopping. This is one of those things that is one of a kind. It's unique and a great gift idea for someone you know and love. So you got to tell people again where they can buy this, how much it costs, and all the perks that they get when they get it, because they don't just get the album, they get so much more.
Right. This is only happening once. It's 100 years one time.
Yes.
So this is it. So this is your chance. Don't wait. There's only going to be so many made.
Right.
Go to WCCORadio.com. Right on top of the page, you'll see the link to buy it. $43.75 plus shipping and handling.
Okay.
You get a double vinyl album, limited edition. You get a digital copy of it you can download. You get another 8.5 hours of audio from
wow.
the station's history and over 200 very special photos of your favorite personalities, the studios, the station's history. You can see what Coon Rapids looked like in 1924 where our transmitter is. It's a farm field. There's no Cub Foods. There's
right.
nothing. It's a farm field in 1924 when the first towers went up for this radio station. It's
oh,
really
wow.
cool.
Oh, my God. Okay, so make sure you go online, get that. Thank you, Lindsay, not just for this album, for your dedication to the station. 25 years, you are a part of the 100-year history of WCCO Radio, and I'm so grateful for you coming out to the fair and hanging out with us and being on the porch on this show.
Thanks for talking about it.